The last meeting, which was Tuesday, October 26th, unless anybody has any. What's the word I'm trying to say?
Objections,
yes. Unless anybody has any objections. Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes last meeting. And then we'll just go on with, continue with the old business from last time. The Ms. Joyce, the share cart concept update. Do you have one?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Copeland just emailed me and said that they're still working on it. Okay. So hopefully by the end, well, I'm not even going to put a date on. They're still working on it.
Okay.
I'll get a date. Did you get my?
Did you send me a bill?
No. Do you want me to give you a bill?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'll make one up. They said, I emailed Ms. Copeland and asked her, and he said that he would keep it as close to that as he could, but we'll just go with that amount.
There needs to be more.
Okay.
$20, $50.
Yeah, I was afraid he was going to tell us a whole lot more than that, but. Okay. I'll get you a picture.
Well, I might want to get a sticker and put on it too, since I'm paying.
Sponsored by?
Someone's parent to come to the school.
Donated by? Yeah.
And if it's bought, I can put it on taxes.
We'll let you do whatever you want, right? Okay. Ms. Bartlett.
Yes, ma'am.
Suicide prevention, mental health awareness.
Okay, so if y'all will flip to the back, the colored pages, I'm going to talk about that first. I'm going to speak on behalf of the counselors in our district. We met last week about the Texas Education Code regarding comprehensive school counseling programs. We kind of all agreed that a lot of these components we're doing, but actually getting it on paper is something that our district is in need of. We do not currently have something, you know, in place at this time. So we've started having monthly meetings, and this is something we're hoping to develop for our district. The first component is a guidance curriculum to help students develop their educational potential, including their interest and career objectives. This is kind of going to be an area of focus, like I said, that we want to get on district-wide, because right now we're kind of all acting on islands, and we want to be a little more cohesive and vertically aligned from campus to campus in the counseling department. As far as a guidance curriculum goes, we are looking at, you know, social emotional learning curriculums. We currently have Nearpod that we're using, and this year I've used it for a couple of years, but the other campuses, it's fairly new to them. So we're going to kind of see if we like that or if we want something different going forward. Responsive services. This is where we intervene on behalf of any student whose immediate personal concerns or problems put their educational career or personal or social development at risk. So this is, you know, responding to crisis situations and things like that, or just other circumstances that, you know, may put a student at risk. Individual planning and system support, which is basically having the time, giving counselors the time to meet and put these things into play and have time to plan and things like that. On the next page, there's kind of a infographic of the service delivery components, kind of what we're hoping to present to the kiddos. So again, the domains are social, personal, career, and educational. That's the guidance curriculum would cover all of those areas. We're looking at their intrapersonal skills, their interpersonal skills, post-secondary planning, and personal health and safety, which is where that suicide and mental health awareness would come in. And we're covering it across all grade levels. So basically, if y'all are familiar with RTI, a counseling program is similar to that. Tier one, which would be our guidance curriculum, is going to cover all students, what we're presenting to everyone. Where tier two gets more specific and intentional, maybe that's your small groups and things like that. Tier three is the identification of specific students, so kind of that responsive area where you're targeting certain situations and certain kiddos based on what's happening, based on referrals and reports that are made. And tier four are our specialized services and referrals, so possibly referring students to outside counseling resources or community resources that they might be in need of. I know last time we talked, there were a lot of concerns about specific topics that we would be covering with students and how the community might respond to some of those things. This is definitely something we would need a stakeholder input on, and in order to do that, we would do some needs assessments at the beginning of the school year. I would like to say that a lot of those controversial topics would probably be more in the identification of specific students rather than presenting it to all of our students at large. Because there are some things that not every student needs to learn about unless it becomes a problem or unless it becomes an area of need. Just as a little example, on the last page, this is the an infographic of social emotional learning. Those are the skills we would be working on. We did get approval for ESSER funds for a social emotional learning curriculum, but the counselors were all getting together. We're referring to CASEL, which is the Collaborative for Academic Social and Emotional Learning organization. They are the most research-based as far as this specific topic goes. They give a lot of different programs and things like that, but this is something the counselors are going to have to go through and kind of decide what we think would be best for our district, each campus, things like that. We talked about possibly getting a Region 7 specialist to help us develop our comprehensive school counseling program. I'm not sure. I know we get professional development. I know we that's paid for through Region 7, but I'm not sure as far as a specialist goes how if that's paid for or not. Something to look into. And then we also discussed two counselors per campus. I know at middle and high school, you know, they have myself and Ashley Wolf, but I know that the younger grade levels are having a hard time implementing all of this, you know, just as one individual. We talked about possibly having more of an academic counselor and a social emotional counselor. Which is kind of how we're acting at the middle and high school levels. I would say Ashley and myself are more of the social and emotional focus, where the regular school counselors are more focused on the academic areas. And at the beginning, there's an example of a comprehensive school counseling program from Jacksonville ISD. And it just kind of shows you what we'll be putting together. But basically, counselors, you know, work with our administrators to look at the campus goals and collaborate and try to meet those goals, you know, through our counseling program as well. A mission statement, a definition, and a rationale are the first areas that we would work on. And then it goes into what are our assumptions about our students, what are our assumptions about the parents and guardians, and what are our assumptions about the staff, where you're basically kind of what do we believe about each of these things and, you know, how they play a part in our students' academic success and educational and social emotional. And then the assumptions of the program, what are we hoping to accomplish? So I won't obviously read all this to you, but you can kind of see that we set goals as a campus and as a district. And, you know, just like other things, we have, you know, pre and post assessments where we just see is, are these programs that we're putting into place effective? If you flip to the back, one of the things we really, there's a calendar. One of the things that we as counselors discussed was getting together to kind of, you know, work on having a master counseling calendar like this to just kind of be on the same page. You know, what are some topics that we're going to cover within each month? And how are we going to do that at each grade level, basically? Just so that whatever our needs assessments show, you know, we want to make sure that we're covering it and we're collaborating with our administrators that, you know, are we talking about these topics? You know, are we presenting it to our students in a way that will be beneficial to them. So that's a lot of information in a little bit of time. But that's kind of where we are as far as the counselors are concerned. Yes, ma'am. We have Summer Herndon and myself. She's the school counselor, and I'm the student needs liaison and intervention coordinator, but I'm also a certified school counselor. And Ashley Wolf also has her counseling degree at the high school.
Okay. I work at Panola College and teach pediatrics, so I know middle school is probably the most critical time.
Yes.
And with all these kids.
Yeah.
And then I had one more question. The eighth graders, you know, they're supposed to declare their career choice by eighth grade.
Right.
Are we participating or having them participate with the colleges? You know, I know that Panola College, of course, since I worked there, but they have eighth graders that
come.
Will tour the facility and mm-hmm. other things. Center.
We're looking into it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I know
we have a careers class mm-hmm. that they talk about all of those kind of things, and then like on Wednesday they're going to tour the high school and look at all of those different
opportunities there
for elective classes and things like that.
But yeah, that would be great to go to Panola and look at that. That is something we could.
And I'll let y'all know when you're doing.
Yeah,
this.
Please.
Yeah.
I think somebody's already reached out to Ms. Herndon.
Oh, okay.
About something that they're doing. I know they couldn't take all of our eighth graders all at one time, and so I had mentioned to Ms. Herndon about maybe us looking into, maybe if we broke into different groups and this group goes to this college, this group goes to this college, maybe then we could come back and they could all talk about it, or you know, kind of present their college that they went to, that kind of thing. So we're looking into some different things.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else?
So where does this go from here? Just kind of working towards it among you guys?
I mean, really, it's a counseling initiative, but, you know, I thought presenting it here would be beneficial since we are focused on, our students' health altogether, but
do you think it's something that, like, the next meeting, you'd have an update of where you're kind of
possibly,
at?
Possibly. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, we're kind of working towards getting a lot of this started for next year, you know. Like I said, we're starting with our monthly meetings and kind of looking at the different components, and how right now we're focused on figuring out what we want to use as a guidance curriculum. That's kind of where we are right now.
Jenny, what about, I see basically it's a word a month, basically on empathy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all looking at changing those every year?
I don't know at this point. I mean, I don't know that it would. We talked about having kind of like pillars, kind of like what you're saying. Like, okay, we're all at this point. We're all focused on empathy, or we're all focused on this. Kind of having those overarching, because it's going to look different at every level, and guidance will look different at every level. You do it less with high school than you do elementary, obviously. So we haven't. Like I said, we're in the beginning phases of it, so we haven't articulated exactly what that will look like yet, but that's kind of where we are in our topics of discussion at this point.
I really think that Chick-fil-A program, as far as their scope and sequence of the words for the month, they have a good, and they spiral it. It's not the same ones every year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. And we definitely want it to be something that it's flowing from campus to campus, possibly, where it's not just new every year.
Right.
But I will say the CASEL social and emotional learning, that's those ideas, those big ideas of self-control, self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. I mean, there's a lot of research behind focusing on those areas for kiddos. So it's not exactly just like a word a month, but kind of learning those skills that help you in those different areas.
What does Jacksonville use?
I'm not sure. I The reason I pulled there, I did a Region 7 training my first year in the district over comprehensive school counseling programs, and Leanne Salmonson facilitated that, and she was also my professor at SFA, and she helped Jacksonville ISD develop theirs, and so she gave it to us as an example of one that has been developed. She is someone that gets hired out to help districts develop that, but somebody, one of the counselors brought up in our meeting, they think you can hire someone through Region 7 too, or that there is someone at Region 7 that could possibly help us with that. So that's something we need to look into. Because at this point, I feel like we do a lot of these things. It's just a matter of
deliberately.
Yeah. Putting it on paper and, you know, making it more intentional.
Like, would there be any way, like when you're talking, when you're focusing on a certain, say, word, kindness or empathy, or, you know, is there a way they can go, like, can y'all incorporate maybe like some kind of community involvement, like something, could they go to the outreach and help, you know, do something there? Like, take some of these kids and actually, because my kids know, I preach kindness, I preach, you know, you need to help people, you need to give, you need to be empathetic, you need to, but my kids don't understand how, really how people, really what the need is, mm-hmm. the real need, mm-hmm. you know, and how some of these kids, most of the kids I go to school with have issues at home. Like, yeah. they don't have two parents at home.
It doesn't, empathy and things like that don't come naturally.
No, they really don't. And my kids don't, well, my kids just don't understand that what other kids are really dealing with, you know?
Right. And it's hard to recognize, too, when kids are being empathetic and using those words. And, you know, if there was just some little reward and recognition, even if it's a little small candy bar, you know, mm-hmm. if the teachers or counselors find a kid doing mm-hmm. something good, oh my gosh, you're practicing
yeah.
empathy by doing yeah. this. Because I think a lot of times you give them the words, but if they don't really understand the meaning, you know, a reward, mm-hmm. they quit.
Well, and planning things like that is just part of the intentionality that we're yeah. that we're trying to go for here, and putting that calendar together and what are some things that we can do on each campus or as a district, you know, to promote what we're trying to teach them.
Yeah. I mean, I know the kids could go to a nursing home and just, you know, pass out a pair of socks or, you know, something like that to those older mm-hmm. people. My kids
and
don't.
We have organizations doing that. Like, I know my sister, myself, that I'm involved with, which is an at-risk girls group. We are doing that.
Yeah.
You know, so we are targeting, you know, we have things like that in place, and not necessarily every kid is involved in that.
Yeah,
but
you can't involve everybody, right, but different right. groups, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think it's important for them to, like, they need to invest in their community, like, really support the people in where they live, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is a, you could take maybe, I don't know, you could even take just 10 kids down to the outreach and let them mm-hmm. help sort through, you know, coats or socks or, you know, and then take some back to the school and, you know, make them realize that there is a need for people, for kids that, you know, don't have what you have. My kids get up, my kids take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
They get up every day and put on a pair of socks and put on a pair of underwear and get their coat and head out the door, you know,
mm-hmm.
but they don't, and like I said, I tell them and they know, they do know, but until you actually see
yeah.
it and until you do it with your own mm-hmm. hands and really, you know,
right.
put your hands on it.
Don't want to do something like that. We do service learning for our students as well. They have to go out and find these places, or we tell them places to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something you'll want
to yeah.
think about doing next year.
I think
year.
It's great.
A couple times, a few times a year. So.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Anybody got anything else on that? No? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Bartlett.
Yes,
thank you.
That was a lot of good info.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so Ms. Lindsay, do you want to go ahead with the?
Well, are you
yes.
have part of you have this human
no.
sexuality?
I invited her to the party.
Oh,
that's
you just
all.
Invited her. Well, so I emailed Mr. Henson with this to kind of see, because he was going to talk to Dr. Morris and kind of get, but they haven't had that connection yet. So I figured I would just read it to you. kind of what came, and then there's, he said that it was at the board meeting last week.
Thursday.
Last mm-hmm. Thursday, and it was approved, so where it goes from there, I don't know. But I will read it to you because it did come, it's in the book, in your thing. The following process shall apply regarding the adoption of curriculum materials for the district's human sexuality instruction. The board will adopt a resolution convening the district school health advisory council, which is CHAC, to recommend curriculum materials for the instruction. So is that done? That's just us, right? That's
no,
just
that CHAC. Has not been done. The only thing that's been approved is the policy itself.
Okay.
So a resolution has to go to the board.
So this policy.
Just
is,
the policy.
Okay.
Yeah, the resolution has to be presented.
Okay, so that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the CHAC, that would just be this group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The CHAC will hold at least 2 public meetings on curriculum materials before adopting recommendations to present to the board. CHAC recommendations must comply with the instructional content requirements in law, be suitable for the subject and grade level for which the materials are intended, and be reviewed by academic experts in the subject and grade level for which the materials are intended. CHAC shall present its recommendations to the board at a public meeting. After the board ensures the recommendations from CHAC meet the standards in law, the board will take action on recommendations by a record vote at public meeting. Anyone want to interpret that?
So I guess the curriculum then would be the first thing we would need to be looking at.
Well, and who's implementing this curriculum? Classroom teachers or
I don't know.
So that's what he.
Can it be changed when it says with the instruction content requirements in law? So if it comes down, how do you say yea or nay?
Well, if it's required by law. Texas does have certain requirements, have to cover certain things.
Right. So like I said, they haven't even talked about this yet, so I don't even know if we need to go there, but we had to talk about it, read it, and then when they get together about it and get some info together, then we can come back.
So we know what other districts are doing.
Mm-mm. I can reach out to the my message board and ask them what they're doing, since this update just came out for everybody. And I'm sure theirs looks like ours. I didn't read the resolution, but I'm sure it's very generic from the board that says, just do this and then come back to this. Probably just says just this. And it is a TASB. TASB was the one that developed it, so.
So what does it look like? Like, I'm not a curriculum kind of gal or any of those kind of things. What is, like when they're saying that CHAC should recommend curriculum materials to the board, like what is that?
This is brand new.
And
I have no idea.
Okay.
And all the years I did it before, there wasn't anything that came before CHAC. And from my reading from the minutes before, when Angela Lawson did it, I never saw anything that they did either as far as curriculum. Now, we talked about at one point when Tammy was still here, we talked about the paternity class that they have to take. It's supposed to be taken in the high school. But that's it. That's all we ever discussed.
There's so. Region 7 training on CHAC. It's December 8th, so I'm going there. And it's on Zoom, yeah. And then December 8th. And they had it specifically that they were going to, you know, do all things CHAC and specifically review this and whatever requirements are. So we could just kind of.
I think what we need to first do is look more into this and get some clarification from other districts as well as Region 7 as to what they are wanting. And then bring.
Yeah, because that's vague. I mean, yeah. Human sexuality, I mean, what is it?
That's not.
Be a lot of things.
Very broad. and then bring back some examples and decide what we need to implement. Well, we have to get, I think, better clarification because this is not, this doesn't tell me anything.
We have to have a little concern when they open to the Board of Public Opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's some concern there of what they're pushing down
mm-hmm.
as the blowback occur on that.
Right.
Because has it ever been asked that what are we gonna teach in math or science or reading to the public?
No.
Okay, so while there's something in this that's gonna get blowback when it hits, or they wouldn't ask, they want the public to approve it basically mm-hmm. before they roll it to say, well, it's already been approved, but there's something in there that's.
Well, possibly, or it could just be because a lot of parents believe in abstinence and maybe they don't want their kids to hear anything.
I don't think abstinence is gonna be the issue. That's been around for hundreds of years. I'm thinking we're talking about more than one gender. More than two gender. What do you identify as? Well, right. I could identify as a brain surgeon, but nobody's gonna sign up for me to cut into your head today.
Well, you don't know that. Anymore, somebody might.
You've always had to opt in or opt out in the other curriculums whenever you start teaching things like that. So the parents do have the right to opt in and opt out, but even now. So it might be, but I'm not saying that you're not right. There's probably even more, but even now, like whenever we do train the kids and talk to them about the body and stuff, that parents have a right to not let their kids hear that.
So we'll just kind of put that into a holding pattern and tell you no more?
Yeah, you can't do a whole lot with that.
No. Well, no, and then I don't think that anybody, just to introduce it where it's there, you kind of know that they, because we had said it was coming somewhere and then it came. So.
When did this come out?
It came out last month. It's update 118.
So on December the 8th, there will be what the training is on at Region 7 is on what exactly?
It's a chef training. And then it has this
focusing on this.
Yeah, there's a part or a piece in there that focuses on this.
Okay.
This piece.
Can just school and school people go?
Let me.
Well, and you know, and it's available via Zoom, and you can go in person. So if something that everybody kind of wanted to get, I think it's a 9 to 3 thing.
It is all day.
So
I'm registered, and then you can watch my Zoom link.
We can set it up in here.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be anything else going on that day, I don't think.
Yeah, I would like to hear it. I mean, I would like to
be informed of what we're making.
It's Wednesday. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Wednesday, December 8th.
You already signed up, Shelly?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Sign this up.
Okay. Are you already signed up, Lindsay?
I'm signed up for in person.
Okay.
I'll sign up for virtually. So we'll have
And I might go just because if they have materials and stuff like that are different there.
Sometimes it's better to go.
Yeah. And that way whoever else wants to be a part can be a part.
Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they would let anybody, like a parent, anybody just show up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Since it was put on by Region 7, if it was just for a school employees or.
Because you're a SHAC member, that would be different as opposed to just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? No.
That's it?
Does anybody else have anything?
Okay, so
I don't think we introduced our new member.
Yeah, tell
us. We should probably introduce our new member, community member.
So I'm Lisa Miller. I am a professor of nursing at Panola. I have the VN program here at the SCC off the loop is where I teach, and I've also got a granddaughter in middle school. That's my stakeholder buy-in. And, you know, I have done curriculum development before. If we get to the point where y'all want to do that, I'm happy to help with that part of it.
Okay. Well, welcome to the committee. We're glad to have you.
Good to see you. Known Lisa a long time.
Okay, so if we don't have anything else, then when is our next meeting?
I don't think it's till January.
In January. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I would like to say we're sorry we're late, but our bell does not ring till like 8:10, and so by the time we get over here, it's a little late, and I apologize for that. But we did come.
Hey, you're here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so meeting is adjourned.
Need to go.